Deseret News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Ukraine's president moves on after an Oval Office blowout with President Trump.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky thanking the American people and leadership while voicing hope for strong relations after an explosive Oval Office meeting with President Trump and VP Vance Friday.
You're playing cards. You're gambling with the lives of millions of people.
After that blowout, Zelensky was shown the door. Then on Fox News Channel, special report with Brett Baer.
I'm very thankful to Americans for all your support. You did a lot. I'm thankful to President Trump.
The Ukrainian president is now in London to meet with European and NATO leaders. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at EsraNews.com, a majority of voters favor an election integrity measure recently advocated by President Trump. More details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The survey of 1,210 U.S. likely voters was conducted on February 24th and 26th by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error was plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. The Rasmussen Reports daily presidential tracking poll for Friday shows that 50% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance, 48% disapprove. The latest figures include 35% who strongly approve of the job President Trump is doing and 40% who strongly disapprove. That gives him a presidential approval index rating of negative 5. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Consumer prices inched a little lower last month, but consumer spending dropped even more.
Government says inflation edged a tenth of a point lower last month compared to December. 2.5% in January. It's getting closer to the Fed's 2% target. At the same time, consumer spending fell 0.2% last month from December.
That is correspondent Rich Thomason, who says the monthly decline in consumer spending was the biggest drop since February of 2021. This is SRN News. Americans sounding off on their favorite issues.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center asks adults what issues they're most concerned about, and 50% say the state of moral values in the country is one of them. It ranks higher on the list than racism, gun violence, and so-called climate change. But even morals place way behind pocketbook issues, which remain tops for Americans these days. Inflation, the cost of health care, and poverty all outrank concerns about morality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit challenging Georgia's near ban on abortion is on its way back to a trial court to decide if the people who want to overturn that ban have legal standing to do so. The Georgia Supreme Court voted 6-1 to require the trial court judge to re-examine the issue of standing in that case. And the court decided its own January decision in an unrelated case. It changed state law on who may or may not bring such a lawsuit. This is SRN News. Freshman Senator Dave McCormick says Senate Republicans should use their majority to make sure and help President Trump expand the U.S. military.
I think we have a very dangerous world, probably the most dangerous it's been since the end of World War II. We've got not only the challenge of an adversary, a hostile adversary in China, but we also have what's going on with Iran and North Korea and, of course, Russia, who's also an aggressor.
Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent of Missouri says it will take a strong commitment to transparency for the Trump administration to rebuild the once stellar reputation of the FBI.
That's the only way we're going to get back. I was always a very strong supporter of the FBI. I began to be very disenchanted when Comey did not prosecute Hillary Clinton.
Former Senator Jim Talent spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.